Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
America has been struggling since the very beginning of this pandemic when it comes to testing for COVID. And now that the vaccine is here, you may think that's all in the past, that we no longer need to test for COVID at all. But you would be wrong. COVID tests might actually be now more important than ever. And Recode's Sarah Morrison's here to explain. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Teddy.
So explain to me why we need COVID tests. If people are getting vaccinated, isn't this done?
Well, no. Vaccines don't mean that all of this goes away as much as I'm sure we'd like. Millions of Americans and the rest of the world hasn't been vaccinated yet. Children can't be vaccinated yet. We're seeing cases go up. Basically, people are still going to get COVID, so we're still going to need tests. But we also have made a lot of progress in the kinds of tests that we have available and different use cases for them. So there's been a lot of progress on that level too, which, you know, is good news.
Okay, but for folks who have been vaccinated, will they ever need to get tested again?
First of all, we don't know how long the immunity that those vaccines provide lasts.
Okay.
There's still some questions over how effective they are against the emerging variants. So if you have symptoms, even if you've been vaccinated, you should get tested.
So there's going to be more testing? Tell me about that.
Here's like a quick overview of tests. The test that most people are most familiar with, because it's the only one we had in the beginning, was the PCR test. It has to be sent to a lab to run, can take a few days for you to get, you know, a result back. So now, over the last year, we've gotten sort of rapid tests. Those may not be, you know, as accurate. There's a higher chance of getting a false negative.
Right.
You have symptoms. If you have a false result on those, the CDC just recommends getting a PCR test to confirm it. The thing now is, you know, you can't run any of these tests yourself, like in your own home. They're done in a lab or like at the pharmacy or the, you know, doctor's office, the point of care facility. They're not over the counter. So that's kind of a hurdle for people. So the thing that would, you know, make things even easier, obviously, is if you could just go to like the pharmacy, grab a test and do it at home, you know, like the way, well, maybe not you, but the way someone would do a pregnancy test. The thing that's new now that we still don't have is like an over-the-counter do-it-yourself home rapid test, although that's very recently changed.
Yeah, tell me about that. What is this new rapid at-home test?
So what we're seeing now is the FDA is authorizing these sort of over-the-counter, like no prescription needed, rapid at-home tests that people can run themselves. And just last week, they authorized a few more. Basically, there's the more expensive kinds that have like Bluetooth connectivity and like an app that go with them to show you how to do the test and get your results. And then again, last week, we got these even simpler and ideally cheaper tests. The thing now is that we're sort of waiting to see when and how many and where these will all be available.
Yeah.
And the cheaper ones, like Abbott Labs is one of the companies that makes it. They told me they're looking to sell them to retailers for less than $10. So, you know, hopefully they make those cheap enough that a lot of people can use them, you know, fairly often. And if they can make them cheap enough and make enough of them, you can see how they could be used as like, you know, mass screening programs in places where more likely to emerge, or there's more likely to be an outbreak.
Right.
And we could have like mass screening programs like in schools and workplaces and places like that.
Right, right. And presumably if many folks are vaccinated, this is just another layer on top of that. Taking a step back here, there's these advances in testing, and it's going to make widespread testing cheaper and faster. And even though, you know, 60, 70, hopefully 80% of the population could be vaccinated, are you sort of saying that these tests are going to be with us for a long time?
They will be with us probably as long as, you know, COVID is. If you think you have the flu, you know, you get a flu test. So it's probably looking at a pretty similar situation to that. And also just from a public health perspective, I know that, you know, public health officials use this kind of stuff to sort of see where the virus may be spreading, where there's potential outbreaks. And with the vaccine and, you know, getting this under control, that means that we can really use testing as not a reactive strategy, which has pretty much been what we've been doing all along while it's been out of control. It can now be like a proactive strategy. So we're sort of identifying things before they really start and hopefully preventing something like this from happening again.
Sarah, thanks so much for explaining how testing is not going away even once we're vaccinated. We appreciate it. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Yeah, sorry about that. Bye.